When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get over there. Get over there to the border.
Ben, what are you doing?
What's it look like he's doing? He's trying to suck his own dick.
Just sitting in here watching him?
Yeah, dude, what else I got going on?
I'm so
close. Oh my God.
I'm telling you, you're never going to get there unless you're more flexible, okay? You gotta work on your flexibility.
Adam, are you pitching a stretching challenge?
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You're going to want to go ahead and hang that no solicitors sign on your front door because we're going to need your undivided attention. This is the Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through passive-aggressive self-help challenges. And I got one for us today.
Oh,
dude.
What?
Right out the gate? Right out the gate?
ACH?
I was going to riff on this solicitor sign that someone would remove and then put back in a bizarre...
I was anticipating a riff I didn't enjoy, so
okay.
I cut it off.
Thanks, yeah.
Wow.
Well,
so you're going
to
throw that in the Rift City landfill, huh?
I'm tossing that in the Rift City landfill. The vultures can have it. Have you seen those vultures that have come in?
They're huge. Six-foot wingspan.
Massive.
It's pelicans, and you want to feed them, and then, oh, God, it's a vulture again.
It's a turkey buzzard is what it is, but...
Well, I saw some neighborhood kids, some Rift City riffraff, throwing rocks at those things. One of them turned on them,
yep.
And it got
it threw
him.
It right
picked
back.
Him up for a couple of feet.
Yep. Drops him over in Tangent Bay. Yeah.
He dropped him in Tangent Bay.
Yeah, exactly. So... Anyway,
you can't keep adding bays.
I just want to get right to it because I don't know, the listener knows this, but you guys, we've been running a pretty high octane pod.
Oh my God.
Lately.
I mean, there's been needles. There's been meeting strangers. We've been playing fast and loose, bud.
The things you're told not to do as a child, we've been doing, and I'm tired. And I think it's pretty dangerous. And I'm worried about the effect we're having on our listeners.
Oh,
and I
God.
Thought it's time that we took
boys.
A challenge.
We're bad boys.
Mm-hmm. We are bad
for
boys.
Life.
And I love
bad
that
for
lifestyle
life.
For us. But even bad boys need to slow down every now and again and really take care of themselves. So I thought for this challenge, we for this challenge.
No.
We stretch a little bit.
Like in
we
comedy
stretch
terms?
Our bodies.
Do you want to stretch the podcast because producer Ron is aggressively shaking his head no that he doesn't want us to stretch this any longer.
I think the podcast is too dialed in. I want to stretch it to a 3.5 hour running length. No, I'm talking about stretching our bodies. I'm talking about taking care of our aging man bodies. We're all in our 40s. I think stretching, if I were the type of guy that did research and looked things up, I'm confident it would reveal that it's very good for
and
you.
And I prefer that we present facts that way from now on.
Were I to do research, I'm quite certain
I'm quite
it would
confident
back me
the
up.
Internet would back me up. I couldn't even browse it.
Exactly.
Wow.
A stretching challenge.
A stretching challenge. I just have to say, as the whipping boy for being an old person, this is an old person challenge. This is right out of a nursing
you
home.
You shut your
a
damn
stretching
mouth.
Challenge?
Yeah, stretching is hot right now. That's big money right now. Big stretching's coming in. They want to see people limber. They want lumbar stretched all the way out. Big stretching.
They got somebody with a clipboard outside your jujitsu gym.
Excuse me, got a second to stretch?
Yeah. you got to say, I love a flex. Let's make it a flexibility challenge. challenge. Let's make it sexier, and we see who can get the most flexible, because I like that.
Now, I feel you veering off into trying to suck one's own dick territory.
And this
I can
is
no,
actually
guys.
Super helpful. If we can train Ben to do that, it's going to help him get out of horny bog.
Seriously, if we could, if
you
we could shave this dude's
S.
libido,
you teach a man to S.
You teach
no,
a man to
Andrew,
S.
Andrew, keep going.
I can't
keep it. Keep going.
I can't.
Suck a man's dick, and he's out of horny bog one day. Teach
a man
to
suck his own dick,
and he's out of horny bog
for life.
Yeah.
And that's
he
it.
Can just
yeah.
take care of himself, and Ben needs that.
Yeah, we mouth noodle the old pelvic heel. I get what you're saying, huh?
Oh dear. I'm fully prepared to accept that as a sub chow. This is coming together nicely. Were I the type of guy to do research, aka producer Ron,
right.
I'm confident it would yield some flexibility tests that we could do, some sort of standardized test.
Okay.
Ron is sort of the kit to our Knight Rider, right? Mm-hmm. He's sort of, you know what I mean?
I mean,
he's our
cool.
supercomputer that we ask favors of. And I
and
think
we keep him in the car wherever we go.
Exactly.
He never comes in.
Right away, Michael. Now, I think
picture producer Ron sitting facing the back seat, like on the right by the gear shaft. He's just sitting up there back to the radio, and he tells you anything you need
like
to hear.
Like a newborn, right? Like he's facing backwards in the seat like a newborn.
Exactly.
Yes. And we ask Ron to look things up, and I'm sure we're going to find that Ron can find us some great stretching contests.
Yep.
I like this challenge.
I like it. We're going to find out who's the most flexible.
Yeah.
And truthfully, this comes from my own experience. Like, I just find myself getting more and more sore all the time. I wake up and I'm just like, gah, as I get out of bed every morning, just joint pain. And so I've been already doing this, just stretching 10, 15 minutes a night when I'm watching television or otherwise.
Generous
just
head start for Adam. Sounds good.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds
and good. It's feeling very good.
I don't want to burst a bubble here. And God, I feel weird saying this. I've been lying. Jiu-jitsu is not entirely all good for me.
What?
I have injured myself a few times doing it.
No.
Yes.
You?
And so stretching as a regiment has become extremely important.
Did you say regiment like a battalion of soldiers?
Regimen is what I said, but I like a regiment.
Okay.
All right.
Well, regiment is my favorite R&B group from the 90s.
Yeah. Regimen Denny. Everybody remembers that poor person.
Oh, God. This is a horrible, horrible turn of events.
Yeah, so it's, but anyway, I think that I'm going to do fairly well. I'm going to call it just because stretching has been a part of my, after I dislocated my kneecap training.
Jesus Christ.
I turned my back.
How do you even do that?
Well, it happens. Listen, you want to be cool, you want to be tough. You know what I mean? You got to pick.
You pose that as a question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Is it one or the other?
Cool and tough.
Yeah, okay, well then take jiu-jitsu.
Are you calling your shot like a home run that you're going to win the most
yeah,
flexible?
Yeah, I think I win this motherfucker.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to be the most flexible. Let's go old school. I think we've got a little namby-ish here lately. We've been supporting, oh, I love you. I think you're a great person. No, I'm going to fucking kick your asses on this one.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
And I'm coming in hard.
Stretching.
Yeah, I'm coming in limber, and I'm going to tell you both, I'm going to suck my own dick.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to say it right now.
Live on the pod. Patreons, buckle up. This episode's content.
All right, I like how this is coming together. I agree. We will do a flexibility challenge. We will go through a series of tests to see who is the most flexible on all of those particular stretches. Okay. And I raise the stakes. I say at the very end, we see who can do the best splits.
Oh, like you want a split?
Get low.
You
want a split?
I'm fucking in. Oh, I can't wait.
Like,
I'm
this
start
is fucking
now.
Soul Train. It's our turn to walk down the line. And at the end, we're doing a jump split.
Imagine how disappointed everyone would be.
I'm not
a
doing
a 40 some white guy Soul Train? Come on.
No, I'm not
doing
come,
a jump
the split.
I think
here come the Grolics down the Soul Train.
Yep.
I think creaking this along. Is actually a great challenge. It might not be the most scintillating, but flexibility, pretty clutch. I will never forget. I was outside a restaurant here in Denver one evening, and this elderly woman, I shouldn't be laughing. This elderly woman came out.
I like this already.
With her grandson, and she tripped on the curb, pretty innocent trip on the curb. And she fell with her arm and hand like extended rigid like a kickstand. And she broke, from my observation, every finger on that hand. They were like broken sticks, just in every direction. She's screaming. She's holding this arm that looks like a glitch in a video game. It's so fucked up. And she's screaming, and her grandson is just watching with horror. I was like, oh my God, let me call somebody. And people came out. It was this whole thing. But it was like, she didn't have that flexibility. She couldn't handle a trip on the curb and locked up.
I think
went
you
down.
Don't understand what flexibility is. I don't know how flexibility would have saved that woman.
No, he's making
flexibility,
a fine
point. You're able to roll with the fall. You're able to take a
no,
fall.
That's not. That's a different type of reflex. If her hand had been more flexible, it wouldn't have made a difference. She still would have broke her fucking fingers. You know what
you're
I mean?
Saying this old lady deserves it, Ben.
I think so. and I'm sorry. If you're a listener, ma'am, I am sorry, okay, but that's on you.
If you're a
that's
listener, on you. Man, that's on one of you. The gnarliest things I've ever
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, that's
you probably
fucking
have
gross.
A hook now, like an old school cast iron hook from the 1700s.
That sounds that's, appalling.
That's how gnarly that was.
That sounds kind of cool too. I mean, but anyway.
Well, regardless of whether Ben feels that stretching will help that old lady's particular situation, I'm glad it can motivate you to get on board with this challenge. And I think this is going to be surprisingly sexy.
I'm pumped.
I think people are going to get up for this challenge. And I think that we're going to finally take care of ourselves instead of just hurting ourselves with needles.
Yeah, I love it.
Fine.
Okay, Andrew.
We'll take a one episode break from needles.
We'll take a one episode break from needles. We'll come back for the much anticipated jazz heroin episode next episode.
Could be crocheting. There's other ways we could use needles.
We've got our challenge. Let's do it.
Chow thrown.
We're gonna see who can get the most limber with the epic ending to it to see who can do the best split. Side challenge, if you can suck your own dick, you become Christ-like, apparently.
That's one just for you.
If you suck your own dick, you hover above the ground, like by 3 feet. It's insane.
It's like you're inflating your own hot air balloon. Right?
Let's call it that from now on.
Inflate the old hot air balloon, huh?
Yeah,
and you know what? If any couples want to hop on board for a proposal, a real romantic proposal, get on my back.
This is an affordable hot air balloon.
You're telling me a balloon wouldn't blow itself up if it could. You're telling me that it wouldn't.
It totally would.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that has been popping off as per the usual. Happens last Saturday.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. These are a lot of fun.
It's been amazing. The last Saturday of every month has been the best day of the month for us. Thank you all for supporting. Tickets to the next show are available now. This little guy bursts onto the scene. Any
copper top. Duracell, we call him.
Because he's got all the life in him. And he's really won all of our hearts over. Everybody, please enjoy Noah Reynolds. And when we return, we'll be limber. We'll be ready to stretch. And we'll be sucking our own dicks. So you just stay tuned.
Thank you guys so much for coming to the show. I'm so happy to be here. You know, they say the Grox is the best show in Denver. You should be so happy to do it. Frankly, guys, I have to tell you, this is a chore for me, okay? I'm doing these guys a fucking favor. They're like, hey, why don't we bring a hot, young, spry performer to carry these old fucking men across the street for 2 to 10 minutes? I do like sports and I like to stay informed. I'm no idiot. And they say these things these days. They're like, why don't we take politics out of sports? And I'm like, heck yeah, gosh yeah, take the fucking out of sports, you know? If there's someone who's going to tell a 350 fucking pound linebacker what he or she can and cannot say, it's going to be me. Sign me up. You can say that. But like, if you take politics out of sports, ladies and gentlemen, what do you have to do? You have to put sports into politics. So like, for instance, one day I'll be up there in Washington, D.C., which is wherever the fuck. I can never find it on a map. And they'll be like, yeah, the gentleman from Colorado will be like, yeah, point of privilege, Madam Speaker. You want to talk about abortion? How about the fucking Bronco season? That was a goddamn abortion, you know what I mean? Well, I won't sit down. I do think elected officials and politicians should be taking HGH and growth hormones more, right? We'll be looking back at the steroid era of Congress. People will be bitch moaning, complaining. I'll be like, yeah, but they were batting 320 and above, dickhead. People get very religious about sports. People get very religious about sports. As I said, I am from Denver in Colorado, and a lot of us are Broncos fans in this state. And if you go into any house of worship in Colorado, they'll tell you that God is a Broncos fan because the sky is blue and the sunset is orange, which is really nice, some Snickers. But God is also the one that gave kids cancer and let the Holocaust happen. So if anything, she roots for the Chiefs. God is a woman and loves football. Sorry.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shout-outs, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back.
And through the magic of podcasting. Oh, I love that sound. What a sound. What
it's,
a sound.
It's been a little while, and we got flexible.
Well,
we tried.
We're fresh off the heels of measuring our flexibility. We're in the back of the Buntport Theater's costume house.
Yep.
They've often been nice enough to lend us the space to podcast a little bit, and we just measured in their costume, surrounded by strange costumes.
No better
costumes.
Area to measure your flexibility than the...
Then on the
labyrinthine dark zone,
yeah,
of the Buntport costume house.
Yeah, what a place. It doesn't feel serial killer-y to me at all.
But I mean, let's just get right to it, though. How are you guys feeling? We'll get into the exact results, but that was quick and that was wild.
There was some wild results. Yes. I don't think anybody saw this coming except Andrew. So,
and I was right. I was correct.
Definitely. As we kind of talked about in the first half, I stretch fairly regularly anyway, just because I don't want to injure myself doing jiu-jitsu. And
you still injure yourself all the time doing jiu-jitsu.
Yes, and
so
I am
frequently.
Injured at this
and
moment.
And you're currently injured.
Yes.
And you injured yourself while stretching because of jiu-jitsu.
Well, no, I would say I didn't injure myself. That I had injured myself at jiu-jitsu. I'm still injured.
And you
saying
it,
that I had injured myself in the costume house. Wouldn't be correct.
I understand. And okay. I apologize.
No, not at all. Thank you. Thank
wow.
You.
A rare apology from Adam.
And that's what you chose to finally apologize
for. It felt insignificant enough to just give you one.
And I appreciate that.
Sure.
Thanks. But no, the stretching is part of like a daily regimen. But yeah, there's a certain couple stretches that I did not shine at.
And you bring up a good point. Stretching is not part of my daily regimen, but I've been doing it all week. Andrew, have you been doing it all week, getting ready for this?
I did up until I started working out, and then I stopped.
So your approach to coming into this challenge was to
get as inflexible
to start working
possible.
Out again for the first time in years.
Yes,
come in just locked up and sore.
I didn't. It was just a bad coincidence.
Okay. Oh, a bad coincidence. Yeah. And we've all had a few. Adam, how many bad coincidences have you had in your life?
I mean, most of them.
There are good coincidences and bad coincidences. And this
sure,
was a
sure.
negative one.
Give us another example of a bad coincidence. I'm putting you on the spot.
You're walking, you've got a party tray full of sushi, and you're going backwards
Been
through
there.
The double doors. Boom, someone's coming in the doors, they didn't see you, they slam into you. You just dropped a party tray worth of sushi.
So that's
bad
what happened to your body. You
that's
dropped,
what happened.
Metaphorically
that's
dropped the party tray.
That's not a coincidence at all. That's an
that's
accident.
That's a coincidence.
If they were carrying a tray of sushi as well, that would be a coincidence.
You're both going through the door at the same time. It's a coincidence.
I don't think any of this tracks.
No, and I think that this is what Alanis Morissette went through when writing
Can you imagine? She must have been tearing her fucking hair out.
She was really losing herself.
She hunkered down in a cabin and lost it.
That's where I got that ironic party tray analogy from the scrap paper behind her studio.
It's like walking through a revolving door with a tray party sush, and someone's coming.
You think she's
around the other way?
You think she shortens it to sush?
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't that a bad coincidence? The song was originally called Bad Coincidence, and then she shortened it.
It actually should be called Bad Coincidences because nothing in that song is ironic.
Oh, are you going to be this guy who talks about how she doesn't get the point of irony?
She doesn't get up. There's no irony.
No one's ever met this guy before.
I'm just telling you.
No one's ever met the guy who's like, Alanis I've just is ever getting seen irony him, wrong in that
I've just
song.
Ever seen him off the internet. It's weird.
It's weird to see a troll in real life.
This is what they look like, dudes.
Just no wonder we met here, right under that 6th Avenue underpass where you live.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've done some measurements, and producer Ron, as always, was here helping us. The first measurement that we did.
Dick size.
That was, we slapped him on the table. Bumport, we're sorry, you might want to clean up a little bit.
That's all, yeah.
But we slapped him on the table, did a peer measurement. Crazy, crazy results. Dead equal.
Yeah. What three, is that?
Three
right down to the millimeter.
I guess that's why we've always gotten
three,
along.
2.5 inch long
stumps.
Honkers.
I think it's why we're
you
friends.
You can't call it a honker when it's 2.5 inches.
What'd you call it, a stope?
I'd call it a tweeter. I can't call it a stump.
Oh, a stump. Yeah. I think you said a stope, and it was a like a word I didn't know.
No, bro, you got a stope down there? And then I like kick you in the dick.
This guy's packing a 2.5 inch stope down there.
Sounds like one out of Leather Danks vocab book.
Seriously.
But anyway,
oh, right in the stove.
Listen, 7.5 inches combined.
Yeah, and
now
we're,
we know
all
that.
Good.
So that now we good. Know the ruler works because that was dead on for me.
The next challenge was that was it was very simple. It was sit down and spread your feet 12 inches apart.
Yep,
and
stretch then, on your forward.
Butt. Sit on your butt, yep. And then reach out beyond your toes as yep. far
now
as.
Now this
can
one
go.
I learned a lot on. You yeah. got to keep your knees on the ground on mm-hmm. this one.
Andrew
which
immediately.
That's what I would say watching Andrew when he was doing it. All learning. Here. That's what I was saying. There's a real learning.
Learning
curve.
About my body.
That's what we call his back. The learning curve.
Yeah, no, Andrew goes to. Do the learning
and
curve.
It's steep and it's steep.
Yeah,
this, steep yeah. My legs, since I started working out, they were not cooperating.
So the point was to stretch beyond your toes to get your fingers beyond your
and
toes.
And so I'm down there measuring Andrew, and he's getting his fingers a little bit beyond. But then I look, and his knees
are bent,
are in the air yes. and quivering. Yeah. Like they're not on the ground.
They are. There is some shivering. There's some shaking.
There's a shake. And we said, Andrew, you got to have your knees on the ground. And we pushed his knees down and his hands.
And his hands.
Like closing a rusty screen door.
Yep. So Andrew's hands actually went negative 3.5 inches.
I could not touch my toes.
Could not reach his feet.
So to put it another way, if Andrew's standing up and he leans over to touch his toes, he's not going to get there. He'll hit the laces. Maybe the tongue of his shoes.
I don't know. We didn't do it standing.
No, yeah. I there was noises. There was a lot of sounds.
There was sounds.
There was sounds. So we called that a wash. Adam,
yep.
You did the seated reach.
Yep.
And you immediately, you were like kind of stretching yourself out. You were getting ready. And your hands shot past your toes. I was impressed.
Thank you.
And you got 4.5 inches past your toes.
Twice my D length.
Yes. Well, don't sell your. You got a half inch on there. You're at
yeah,
a five
right,
if it was
right,
twice.
Yeah.
So that was impressive. I didn't think you'd have that because.
Now, why
of
would
your,
you not think that?
Because
I would
of your
have
back,
that.
Your lower back oh. things. Because I know your lower back has
that's
been a problem.
That's a good point. But I honestly wonder. I think that was the result of a week because I've been doing that one every night because oh. it just feels good on my lower back. So I wonder if a week ago I would only have been 2 inches beyond, but that would be a more professional challenge.
Yeah, for us to have got
to
a
have
baseline
some kind
and then see
yep.
if we improve.
Basis of judgment.
Sure. Yeah.
To see any growth or whatever, but this podcast isn't about growth.
No, it's not about growth.
We all do have growths.
Yes, various
yeah, we saw them, bro. We were
I got
stretching.
One on my stope.
All now, right, Benny boy, why would you stretch?
This is a direction that I feel fairly flexible in, like is bending like a seated reach.
Buddy, tell him your number.
Seven and a half inches.
This motherfucker comes out with three Grolix dick lengths beyond his toes.
Yeah, and that's called anchoring, is because we had laid our dongs out on that.
We got our stopes out.
Yeah, our honkers were fully unfurled on
as a face.
You're using all the wrong adjectives. Yeah.
And so they were unfurled onto it. And I said 7.5. That's what my brain locks around, is that number. So I just went straight to that. So yeah.
It was impressive. Ben was so far beyond his toes. And that's straight jiu-jitsu. That's the stretching you talk about all the time.
Plus, I have previously injured myself, and stretching is part of it that I have to be doing right now.
And you had some ribs removed to S your own beat.
Well, but it was a Marilyn Manson time, and now he's not as...
Do you have any problem with Marilyn Manson's lyrics that you want to troll him on, or are you good?
I just don't think there were beautiful people in that video.
No?
No, there was no one beautiful. It was not...
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
That's a negative coincidence. Okay.
That is a negative coincidence. In the video for Beautiful People, where are the beautiful people? Now that's what we call a negative coincidence.
All right. The next stretch we had to do, I don't remember the name of it.
Cow's head.
It was like reverse cow's head.
Or zipper.
If you like the reverse cowgirl, you'll love the reverse cow's head stretch.
Or zipper.
Oh, is this the one with the arms behind the back?
So you had to put your arms behind your back.
It's like a yoga pose.
Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Right. And you link your fingertips kind of behind your back.
Well,
like in yoga,
yes,
you've done this.
But not. Laterally, you're not going your arms straight around your back.
One up over the shoulder, one
behind your back, and you're trying to grip at your fingers. Now, Andrew did very well at this.
Did he?
He did, actually, because on the first one, he was able to link his fingers.
That's right. That is right.
I did. So on one side, poor on the left, which seemed to be the same with Adam, but not with you. You did poor on both.
No, just stop it.
Spoiler alert.
No,
you did
why
the worst
are you
on
doing
this.
No, wait, that?
Andrew connected the right, and then on the left, there was a
jealousy
some space.
Because of my seated reach.
So what was I mean, he may have been.
I'm just saying it's cool to sit and reach for things, but maybe it's also cool to be able to grab something behind your back.
Or get an itch anywhere on you.
Yeah. Well, he does have sloth like range with his arms. So, Andrew.
I'll take it.
Now, Andrew, what are you, 5'8? 5'9? Andrew's got a wingspan 8'4.
Yeah.
And that's insane. And so he's dragging his arms around.
We call him the albatross, not because we find him to be an omen, a bird of ill omen, but because
that huge wingspan.
That wingspan.
Yeah. I can do the monkey bars on the playground, feet on the ground.
To only mate on secluded islands. That's also why we call him the albatross.
Can you imagine that dude with 8 foot just loping across the monkey bars?
I'd love
it. Kids go running from the playground.
Andrew's net was -1.
Okay.
Yeah, we took the measurements of both, and then
because you got 2 inches connected, but you were within 3 inches on the other side, so -1, and that was impressive.
You could just squeeze a Grolix D in the negative space.
Yes, exactly. It was,
and that's what I modeled it.
Boy,
it's called anchoring. I just learned about it.
My D has definitely been in some negative spaces as well. Now, Adam,
yes,
cow's head.
Yeah.
You did on one side the same. It was strange. You could grip your fingers on one side. When you switched the orientation to the other arm up over your shoulder,
yeah,
the
only not a thing. Up. Like, if my right hand's going back over my back, I could grip the fingers. But the other way with the left hand.
Going over your back and the other one curled under.
Could not.
You couldn't, but you did 3 inches on one side. And then you were within 3 inches on the other side. So net zero, you actually won.
Oh, wow.
You actually won that one.
Well, because you went, Ben, and this was appalling to watch.
Yes. Now, I want you all to know that jiu-jitsu is good for me, despite the fact that I do not have either of my AC joints anymore because of jiu-jitsu.
But AC, where are the AC joints?
They're up in the top of your shoulder. And when I lean...
And you've just worn them down?
No, they broke. They're gone. They're just gone. Pieces of cartilage that
Jesus
have snapped.
Christ.
But so now I've reached... The reaching behind it hurts.
Well, whereas Andrew's got the large wingspan, you're always a T-Rex kind of guy.
Yes, yeah. I've always been. Let me.
If
get
you want to hide something from Ben, tape it to his back. He's never getting
when
it.
When he spins and he spins and he spins, and
I
it's
see
hilarious.
People. I say, let me get you with my grabbers.
Yeah,
you know, and I want them to come close. Yeah. Let me get you with my grabbers. My grabbers don't reach behind me. I've learned that one.
How many inches between your grabbers?
There was six or seven
yeah. inches. That's
we gave me a mulligan, so negative 12 was my net.
Wow. But it's weird though, like all of us, it feels like our arms and our sort of upper backs, that's where we have the least flexibility completely. And I wonder if that's just because you don't stretch that much. You only think about like,
well, a lot of it too is I'm sore from carrying this show. So
wow, we walked right into that. Just a cartoon noose on the ground that we stepped into. Snare. Whoop.
Whoops a doodles. Okay. The next one, we all did not look very graceful.
No.
With this was sit and stand. So basically you have to go to the floor and then come back up using only your feet.
Not even your legs.
You can't not even lean your knees, on your nothing. You can't on your knees, can't use your
not
hands.
Not even your D.
You've just got to find a way to get your feet back underneath you.
What was very scary, though, is that producer Ron gave an example. He's like, you know, like this. And then he just did it. And we're like, yeah, like that. Okay. And he made it look so easy.
But Ron is an android. Leg span in
oh,
the group.
Right.
9.5 feet across at his widest. All
Ron stilts. Would play goalie as a kid and he would sit on top of the goalpost and he would just defend with his long right. wow. stilt like legs.
Yes, exactly. Salvador Dali used to use Ron as yep. a life painting.
That's right.
Yeah.
He brought him into the studio and he yeah. would make clumsy passes at yeah. Ron.
And so Andrew tried it first and almost careened himself into the clothing rack.
Now our loyal listeners know Andrew is still suffering somewhat from a ankle that he hurt painting miniatures one night.
I was painting with my toes and I was yes. going so fast. Yeah, my sprained ankle is still aggravating me. And yes. when I tried to stand up, I had a hard time.
But we should say this. Andrew should not have done this one. We kept urging him to not do it. But what did he do? He bit down on the bit and he did it.
He did. I feel like the listener thinks we all just go at each other. But when one of our friends is going to get hurt, both you and I said, Andrew, don't hurt your ankle doing this. But Andrew said, no, I want to do it. So there are moments when we genuinely don't want to see the other hurt.
But we are so dumb between. That we will hurt yeah. ourselves anyway.
And but then the other is like, maybe if I don't hurt myself now, you'll leave me behind. And so you do it yeah. to stay in the group.
So yeah.
I know how it really works.
Andrew, I put completed but poorly.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I hope I hear that phrase two more times.
You didn't. It was very difficult because your ankle, so I give you credit for powering through the pain to do it.
Did you editorialize on any of your other data gathering?
No, it was only Andrew.
Okay. All right.
And that's usually where I editorialize. Okay.
So, that's where the letters come after the numbers of okay. the stats.
Adam, you did it fairly well, but you also almost careened out the window.
I looked pretty drunk. Coming up.
Going down, no problem. Coming up, definitely a guy.
Like your alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Going down, no problem. Coming up, it burns a little bit, yeah. and you don't remember and that much wine.
Often will fall into a window, and that's what happened here. But you did it fairly easily, actually, even though you kind of stumbled a little bit once you came to standing.
I caught myself. I didn't fall. Yeah, I certainly stumbled.
But you the up and down was fairly easy.
And is that what you wrote in your notes?
I said, did it fairly easy, completed fairly easy.
Nice.
Wow.
And
it's cool to just have a specific person's opinion on this.
I did put wouldn't shut up about it. And I don't know what that's all about. No. But
that's just the news. That's not even an editorial. That's just a headline.
Yeah. So I did it the first time I actually did it. You guys said I didn't. You said I leaned on my thigh.
Producer Ron, the impartial
honestly,
judge, said you
I've
did.
Been leaning on my thighs in comedy. I've been leaning on my thighs in music.
One of the few reasons people go
is yeah, to see my thighs.
They want
to
see them quads.
That tight stonewash.
Yeah, and they yeah. want to. They want to hear the fabric. Stressed.
It's kind of why you see Bruce Springsteen, isn't it?
Those American thighs.
Those American
my
thighs.
My first attempt, I would argue I did it, and I did it fairly easily, okay. but you guys didn't like
leaning on other parts of your body besides your
that
feet.
That was not
the part
a
where
lean.
You cheated and
it was not
didn't
a fucking
do the
lean.
Challenge?
I didn't fucking lean.
What does Ron have to gain? He's just watching three people do an
what
experiment.
What does Ron have to gain? He doesn't fucking like me. We never got along. So Ron doesn't, he has everything to gain. This is his power. It's about dominance. It's sexual and it's about dominance.
There we go. You think Ron has this
everything
conspiracy
he does is
where
sexual.
He's...
My second attempt, Okay, yes, I'm injured. Okay, I have a grade two tear in my LCL.
You tumbled terribly. You tumbled like you'd been shot with a fucking beanbag gun.
Omar at jiu-jitsu tried.
I can't have another Omar at jiu-jitsu.
He tried to barambolo me, and I chased after him to go after the bag. I says, I'm not going to let you just take my back. I turned my knee towards the ground. Homeboy has a hold of my, yeah. And then I tore my LCL. Pretty nasty. Yeah. So I tried to stand up.
You seen a doctor for any of this?
Yes. Yes, okay. Of course I go to a doctor.
Is Omar actually the doctor too?
Omar is my doctor. Right. He's not board certified, but I don't know what he goes
they
on.
They call him the doctor because he keeps hurting people at jiu-jitsu center.
And listen, Omar.
Send them to a doctor.
Omar's a good guy. He knows a lot about internal stuff is what he says. And I believe him.
Also did poorly and it looked like shit.
Did you write a note for your performance?
I just said I completed.
Wow. So succinct. Because you really found your wind
on the ground. You said, I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. That's exactly what you said.
Yes, I did say that because I shouldn't have done that. And I was speaking the truth. That's what I do on this. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I know, but Andrew, I get these to be vulnerable. Lengthy notes.
I'm not afraid
completed.
To be vulnerable.
Completed.
Who's cried more on this podcast than me?
I mean, that's not in dispute.
That's not. No one's debating that.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure that everybody knows that. Okay.
When it comes to the flexibility of tear ducts, you win.
Yours are so supple and calloused.
I'm not feeling good.
Stop.
His calloused tear ducts. Okay. Oh, man.
He's just got the tear ducts like a dock worker's
hands.
All right,
hands. The last one you...
you need the top taken off this jerk? Put it up to Ben's eye and let him fucking... wrench it off.
You're stupid. You guys are so dumb. None of this is funny. It's all unusual. Ron and I will be editing together.
Oh, it's going to be another late night for you and Ron.
Down at the lab.
Thank God I'm limber. All right. Last one. The coup de grace.
I mean, again, swish. I'm so proud of you for getting outside your comfort zone linguistically.
Yeah.
Because you do it well and you're in your head about it.
The coup de grace.
Nice.
Now,
is that a Super Mario character?
He's a physicist that breaks it down. That's Neil deGrasse Tyson's brother.
Oh, okay.
Cooper deGrasse Tyson. Now, the coup de grace of this one will be the split. Now, there was no mention of how the split had to be done.
We didn't really get into the fine.
No. And that's because when you hear splits, you just think butt to the ground.
The sideways split, not your legs going forward, but your legs going out to your side.
Right. They could go north, south, or east, west.
Yes, exactly. We went east, west.
We did.
And
it's hard for me to do a split.
We
not
were
on the
building
dance floor.
Up to this point. And so thank God that Andrew really prepped himself for this. Again, lots of bent knees, a look of a fawn.
I didn't bend my knees.
Covered.
I had my knees out.
Yeah. Umbilicus still attached, the fawn trying to walk across. The ground.
What are you talking about?
Let him go.
He's in a Matthew Barney riff. Are you on? You fucking loon.
It's a poem. Do it
now. A fawn coated in amniotic fluid, slippery, if you will, freshly released upon the Serengeti. All knees, Andrew. Did it. We measured from inch to floor.
No, keep going.
No. Holy shit. That was, this man is unwell. Andrew, you know, he put his legs out wide.
And we went from bent down. We took a ruler. How close could you get your ginch?
Right.
To the floor.
Was it 19 off? 19
you were
19
inches off the floor, which I will say,
that's
not
so
good for
many
this contest,
dicks.
But good for you, Ginch. Always keeping his Ginch above the floor. That's how you close out most of your sets. You say, keep your Ginches off the floor,
keep
everybody.
Off the floor.
I'm Andrew Orvidal. That's how he signs off.
If we ever decide to like enter any of the podcast contests, I think we take the last minute of Ben's audio. And just give it and be like, this is what we do.
This is it.
This is the pod.
Yeah.
And see if we win anything. If we
guys, I'm just getting comfortable here with you both. And no, so Andrew, once again, he's stretchier up top is what we've learned out of this.
And not by much, but
you did pretty well on the cow's head zipper thing, but this one, no, not so much. I think 19 was being gracious because his knees were kind of bent. It was all
my
awkward.
Knees were at, what are you talking about?
No, his knees
we
were
can go
bent.
Back in
his
there knees, right now. My knees no, were not bent.
We'll review the footage.
I don't think his knees were bent. I think you just don't know what to say.
No, his
so
knees were bent.
You're
I was looking
and
at
attacking
them.
Him.
No, his knees were bent.
They
I have
were bent.
Marked. Yes, they fucking were. You fucking
we're gonna
cheated.
Go back in that room and we're gonna fucking measure
no,
it
we
again.
We don't need to because there's video footage which people can view on Patreon.
It also doesn't even matter because Andrew, you were 19.
Yeah. I lost
whether
anyway.
Whether your knees were bent or straight,
who gives a
you,
shit?
Had, you had the can worst
you,
score.
Can you tell him about your dig? You said it's 1920 inches off the ground. 1920, of course, being the year that Andrew was born.
Right. I had a really fun one.
Yeah.
Off mic, and I'm glad you brought it back.
Yeah.
I was like, 1920, that, of course, being the year Andrew was born.
And so for somebody born in 1920, who's in essence 103 years old, that this was yep. good for him. Flexible
absolutely.
For a man of Andrew's age.
Outstanding for 120.
Yeah, with all the cast iron replacements I have in this body, I think it worked
and
out.
And I think the grinding as he stood, which came from a place we're not sure.
Nope.
It was non-specific site pain is what we called it. He did fairly well. So good job, Andrew. You did
no,
not
thanks.
Exceed anything. It
thanks.
Was right about where
we
expected.
It was a real Cooper Grassy, dude.
thanks, dude.
I went next.
Yes.
And I lowered down. I got in full cruise mode.
I was impressed. Limbo. I was like, here he goes, lower, lower, lower.
And everyone was cheering. It was kind of a party atmosphere. It reminded me of early hip hop, you know, like
yes.
Brooklyn, late 70s.
The B-boy
somebody
craze.
Starts DJing. Like, what is he even fucking doing?
Yeah, that boom bap style.
Kids
and you're
are graffitiing. Right. Yeah. It's so hot. There's a fire hydrant that they wrenched it off. And so kids are in the spray of the
you're
water.
You're right. Your riffs are so much better than mine.
And I'm,
so
the, and
when
I'm out
you're,
there, and it's really funky.
That's great. So Adam, from Ginch to Carpet,
yep.
12 inches.
Not
and
bad.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
1 foot of space between the carpet and the
Grolix
Ginch.
Five
Grolix Ds.
12 inches.
Now, Ben, what did you do?
Now, you guys were shocked. Why? I don't know. Because we've already proven time and time again.
Because every time
that
we do a
best.
New measurement, we learn you're missing a new piece of your body from yeah. jujitsu.
Yes.
That's why we're shocked. Yeah.
But I swear to God, I am in good shape.
Sure.
And so...
which is what people in good shape always have to
I
say.
I swear
when
to
they
God,
talk
I'm in good shape.
Lower.
I swear to God.
Just ask my Dr. Omar if I'm in good shape yeah. or not.
Dr. Omar. So I got, you guys saw it, I got low.
Yep.
11 inches off the floor.
But I mean, I feel like you and I were more in a tie zone because you couldn't get the measuring stick directly on the Ginch.
Yeah, no, it was tough to get full Ginch flush to
if
Ginch.
If we're doing this again, I'd say completely naked, Greco-Roman Olympic style.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. So well, we should probably crown a most flexible Grolix. Mm. And I know everyone is on the edge of their seats.
Drum roll, please.
There it is. Mm. Okay. From top to bottom. Okay. Most flexible up top would have been Andrew.
Most
flexible on the bottom would have been me.
Yeah.
But when you combine it all together, number one, first place. Well, let's go third place. Of the most flexible chat. No shock here,
I'm
Andrew.
I'm still on the podium, so I'll take my bronze.
Well,
thank
there's
you.
Nice. Good
up
attitude.
On up on it.
That's,
good attitude.
Yeah. There's only three of us.
I tell
this
them
guy
that
thinks
while...
long term.
I tell them that while they're handing it to
I'm
me.
I'm going to pawn this.
I'm going to pawn this.
Some sketchy guy comes up during your country's national anthem. You're like selling it during the transaction.
So runner up, which guitar. Will give us the first place person. Runner up, drum roll. It would be me. I'd be the runner-up because I could not complete the feet-to-floor challenge.
Because you've lost parts of your body from jujitsu.
They're not lost.
You're missing.
They're
you're
broken.
Missing.
They're broken right now.
Okay. Irretrievably
but
broken.
But they will. No, they'll come. The AC joints probably not. But Adam, you are
the winner of the Grawlix flexibility.
Flexible Grawlix. Not ethically, not in emotionally, but physically most flexible.
No, very ethically rigid.
Oh, I'm very ethically flexible. I can find justification for my behavior on any situation.
Yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So, Adam,
I guess I didn't see it that way.
I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
And this leads into our next challenge.
Yeah.
The Grawlix suck their own dicks.
Well, that was the sub challenge for this one. And
did anybody get their dicks on this sub challenge? Sub challenge, can you suck your own dicks?
Trying to cure Ben's horniness. He's been lost in horny bog.
Oh, I've been deep
medicinally. If he could just S his own D,
yeah, so
it'd be a
all,
relief for us.
When we flopped our stopes on the table and all of us were packing 2.5, I think we saw we're not going to be sucking our own dicks this challenge.
Flapping stopes.
Flapping.
I said flopped.
No, but I like flapping stopes is what we call it when you're J-ing your D off, right? It's flap. Dude, I'm going to be a minute. I'm flapping my stope.
Right.
And contextually, when are you saying this?
Well, when we're sharing an apartment like we do from time to time. Or if I'm here, I use the bathroom. I was flapping my stope. No, no one was
cool.
able
Bumport's
to do the Grawlix.
Never letting us use this
So
again.
No one completed the Grawlix sub-chal of sucking their
no
own dick.
No one was able to suck their dick today.
No.
Right?
I tried to.
This podcast is a waste of my time.
If I could just get the tip. That sensitive part on the bottom, that's all I need. I don't need the base. We all know that's worthless.
Yeah, I'm yes ending.
Well, why don't we do this?
No, wait. There's more. Do you feel less horny after the stretching?
Oh, yeah.
After
we
watching
should probably.
Andrew fight death.
Oh, so you're asking me the follow-up final question.
Yeah, do you
questions.
Feel less horny?
I do not feel less horny.
No.
In fact, I'm hornier because I'm so much closer.
That's weird.
We limbered
I'm so
him
much
up.
Closer. But I think to get to the actual question, does this make the world a better place? Will I keep doing this? 100%. I don't know how much it improves the world, but in the same respect that we've found this with a lot of our challenges, it makes me happier. It makes me feel better. Thus, in turn, I think that does make the world a better place if I'm happier going out into it. And definitely, I have to keep stretching because of some of the aforementioned injuries. So, yes, I will be continuing. And I would recommend stretching is a great way in the morning to feel better. It's inexpensive. You can do it wherever you are. You can take a few minutes and it does help wake you up. So I personally think it's great. What about you, Andrew?
I agree 100%.
Keep doing it?
Yeah, the mobility is great, especially now that I have been working out again. You know, I've been stretching anyway to try to before and after working out. So, yeah it's good.
Yeah,
it's good for you.
I feel like they're going to, if you do this every day of your life, you'll gain like 3 years of life. I just feel like stretching is so
and
good for you.
That's a fact that you can legally take us
Omar
to court over.
Omar told me that. He whispered it in my ear.
Doc Omar told you that.
But
yeah.
Check it out. He whispered that in my ear and then he licked the side of my face. It was so fucking
but that's
weird.
But that's a jiu-jitsu thing. That's
is
a greeting
it?
In
well,
Portuguese.
Well, I was terrified.
It's a greeting?
Yeah, it's a greeting.
So I will do this more. Every night I was like, oh, I don't want to stretch. I just want to sit and watch TV. And then I was like, it's 15 minutes. Watch TV and stretch at the same time. Who gives a shit?
Yep.
And I feel much better and more limber.
Yeah, it's free and it's very good for your body.
I agree. Good chow, y'all. I'm bummed we didn't get to the sub chow. I would have liked to see us reach at least the top of the 2.5, but it just didn't happen.
Someday, dude.
Someday. Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that happens live, the last Saturday
live.
Of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. This comic joined us on the show last month, crushed it. So funny. You're going to love her. Everybody, please enjoy Julia Corral. And when we come back, the best third act in the game. We've got more show. And we're going to also tease next episode's challenge. So please stay tuned.
Oh, my God. What's going on with me? I've had an exciting year. I just turned 40. Oh, shut up. I hate it because everybody's like, Julia, you look so good. You still look like 25. And it's like, no, I don't. No, I know. I know I look like a toddler, but I don't look 25. And also, like, that's an insult. That's not a compliment. You think this is the body I would choose to have in my 20s? This is a woman's body. This took decades to cultivate. I have a white pubic hair. Show me some goddamn respect. I have earned it. And it's so funny turning 40. 40, your body changes. No one warns you. Fuck the boomers. I don't care. No one told me I was going to wake up one day with a pot belly, with whiskers, with thinning hair. You guys, I'm turning into Danny DeVito. Right? You're shocked. I'm shocked. I'm Latina. I'm Mexican. I thought I was going to grow up to be Selena. Bad news, I'm not. I'm growing up to be Yolanda. If you're not laughing, Google that. That's fucking funny as shit. You are welcome. My culture's your culture. That's a goddamn J-Lo movie.
We are back. A big, big hello to our third actors. How are you?
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning into the pod.
Look at how groggy they look. That was a long first and second act, so they got a real. They went into some deep REM sleep during that.
Oh, they were hitting FF. They were scrolling the little line on the bar down at the bottom. But you're in. You're in here at the final act of the Grolic Saves the World, and you really missed nothing. But we do have to say some thanks. We want to say thank you to Bumpport Theater for allowing us to use your costume house to do all manner of sordid things.
You are the best.
If you guys don't know about Bumpport, they're the best theater company you've ever heard of. Go support their plays. They're in Denver. They're amazing.
And I want to tell the people of Bumpport, I left an apple core in the pocket of one of the coats in there.
Oh, Jesus,
and you
Ben,
have to find it. Let's see if you can find
you.
It, Bumpport. I'm not going to tell you where it is. It could be in any of the thousand coats.
An old prairie treasure hunt. I love it.
Yes.
That's how they entertained themselves back in the 1820s.
Back in the 1820s.
Find the core. Find the core. If you, the listener, would like to see how limber you are, we're going to put a link to that flexibility test in the notes. You can tell us. Maybe you're more flexible than any of us. Brag about it. Let us know.
Yeah.
Yes, Andrew, yes.
Andrew, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling books, 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 books.
That's right. It's that time. That had some jejune in it. I think that's a word.
It was good to be back. It was good. I can't let Ron take my job. So
I don't know. I felt like Andrew was singing that through a screen door. He was on the porch. We were inside, and I just heard it through the screen door barely. You
and
know what
yes,
I mean?
I'll buy your chocolates. I'll help support your field trip.
And that's I did beatbox to sell the chocolate.
Now
chocolate.
I do have a couple plugs. March 11th, I will be in Asheville, North Carolina at the Gray Eagle. I'm going to be partying with those model face comedy folks, so I'll be down there. You can get your tickets now. As always, keep an eye out in the show notes. Also, March 22nd, I'm going to be headlining Comedy Works downtown, the flagship of
the jewel,
of the operation.
The CBGB. This is the big one.
This is the big one. You can get your tickets now at comedyworks.com or by clicking the link below in the show notes. Adam, do you have something?
Sure. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, well, then I'll be in Colorado Springs tomorrow, March 8th at Vultures. It's a great venue. Ben warmed it up a few weeks ago. I'm going to knock it down this Wednesday. And Chicago, this weekend, March 10th through 11th, I am at the Comedy Bar. Come on out, Chicago. I listen to this, dudes. They asked me which weekend I wanted. I chose this one because the following weekend is St. Patrick's Day. I was like, I don't want to fuck with drunk Chicago and St. Patrick's Day. Guess what? They celebrate a week early in Chicago.
Yes.
I'm there on their celebration.
That's what we call kismet.
I will be doing four shows during St. Patty's in Chicago.
That sounds like an unfortunate coincidence, Adam.
So
that sounds like
I need Grolic Saves the World fans to come out and be normal and drown out the drunk idiots and just be cool indie comedy
fans. Green with envy, Adam. Good luck. That's going to be a fun one.
I am green with that beer barf. You are fucked, bud.
It's going to be great because of you guys coming to my show, drowning out the assholes. So come on out.
Andrew, what's up? What you got, bud?
The power of polite, friendly people drowning out drunk, rowdy Chicago. That's definitely how the equation works.
Stop it. You're jealous of my career.
Check. I mean, I'd go to Chicago any weekend. I love that city. Don't miss our live Grolics March 25th, last Saturday of the month. We're going to do another one. We've sold out the last two. So if you're interested in coming, you better pounce on those tickets like a cat on a laser pointer. Get it. Get your ticket. Grab it.
Yeah, right.
Get it.
Yeah.
It's over there. Get it. Now get it. This month, we're bringing in one of our favorites, formerly from Denver, now living in Los Angeles, Chris Charpentier. He rules, so grab those tickets if you're interested. As always, the links to all of these shows will be in the show notes. Check out those show notes.
Guys, last episode, we shared the news of our first one-star review, and we issued a call to action to Grolix Nation to drown out that one-star review with positive five-star reviews. And boy, howdy, did you guys listen. A flood of reviews have poured in recently, all of them five stars. Fuck that one-star bot. We don't need you in our life. I'm going to read the latest five-star review. The title of it is just three hearts, and I'd like to think that one of those is for each of us dudes, and sorry, Ron, they were
it could
four.
Be Ron instead of one of us.
Five stars from Mandy in Brooklyn. A friend shared this podcast a while back, and I'm hooked. Really love it. Look forward to every new episode. These boys are the best. And I read this review because I love that a friend shared the podcast with Mandy in Brooklyn. That's how you grow this thing. That's how you spread it. Thank you to Mandy's friend for sharing it. And thank you to Mandy for listening. Mandy, why don't you pay it forward now and share it? And why doesn't everyone listening share this podcast with a friend?
Wow. And, it's like a landmark forum seminar all of a sudden.
Andrew, stop belittling what I'm trying to do with your cynicism. That's not what this podcast is about.
It is
fair enough. And if you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Discord at Grolix Comedy.
Excellent. If you aren't already aware, we have a Patreon page. I know
no
we
way.
Plug it a lot. Yeah, we do. And oh my God, first of all, thank you to all of those fine folks out there that have been supporting us so ardently. We can't thank you enough. You're the reason we get to do all these amazing challenges. The tattoo challenge, getting out there and doing some stretching, the rage room, that all happens because of you all. So thank you so much. Right now we have a bunch of new stuff up there. We have that tattoo mini doc. Ron crushed that. It is so great. It's like 15 minutes of us with our shirts off. Get ready to roll your
nice.
Tongue back into your mouth. And then next week we're gonna have
foot style.
Yeah.
Just crank it.
Yeah, but you're going to break that crank when you see us stretching in the coats at the Buntport Costume House. We're going to have a video of that up next week, and that's going to be a real butter churner, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey,
so
be
get
careful
ready
you
to...
don't break your fucking crank on this new video coming down the pipe.
You're going to want to wear some gloves like a fucking dude pushing weight at a Gold's Gym, because you're going to callus those palms.
Does he have an audition in an hour? Probably.
And then after that, we've got a special boy crazy stuck in the pipe. It's so big. And we're waiting for it to pop out. It's jammed up in there.
Calling a plumber to fucking free
and
this
we
thing.
Have a plumber. Special guest Kyle Kinane on this boy crazy.
That's going to be coming in a few weeks. And so make sure you get ready to check that one out. That's going to be a big one. So if you can support us, as always, it means so much to us. And if you can't join Patreon right now, you can still support us once again by telling a friend about this damned podcast.
Be like Mandy's friend.
Our podcast could not be made without our producer, Rusty Hinge, Ron Doyle. Thank you for setting up the stretch off. Ron was there to film it. He had better things he could have been doing, but he was there in the costume house. Filming us, stretching it out. And thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show.
And while you're thanking people, Andrew, let us all thank the supple Charlie Continental for providing the theme music and just the sort of spirit that this podcast needs.
One of the most limber dudes I've ever met in my entire life. You guys know I spend a lot of time on the road with him.
Yep.
And we'll just fold him up. We put him in one of those rolling drum cases. He's fine in there.
You just shove him in the back with the instruments?
Yeah, well, a few alfalfa sprouts and some nice crisp lettuce. He'll stay in there for days.
Team player. Boy, he deserves a better band. Yeah. So what are we doing for the next episode?
You know, you all can feel that heat coming off the forge in the middle of the Grolix foundry where we make the swords that are used to fence each other.
Keep going.
On the
keep
stony
going.
Walls.
I love when Ben gets on a roll that you're like, he's running down a hill, Willie Tripp.
Yeah.
Willie Tripp.
On the stony
this
walls.
Uncontrolled riffing.
Of the Riff City drawbridge. Are they dueling up there? Yes, but they need the finest of blades.
Ben's finally
and
cool.
So we have a lot of irons in the fire right
yes.
now.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, so many to pick from. I don't know what this next episode's challenge is, but I have a feeling we're going to, rather than using needles, rather than using our bodies, why don't we think about using our words?
Ugh, lame.
You know what I'm saying? Why don't we use
I'm on pins and needles trying to decipher what that is going to be. And I just can't wait.
And that's the kind of riffing you can expect when... Expanked?
He was running down the hill and he tripped.
And it's the smallest thing. And like that woman I saw outside the restaurant, he is mutilated.
He was at the bottom of the hill. He was on flat terrain and he just tripped.
And now I've got But now I've got a riff phalanges, just mangled phalanges on my riff hand.
When you're expanking? It's a classic book.
Put that in your expank bank, y'all.
All right, let's just end this.
Play us out, Charlie! I'm so sorry, y'all. I've got a mouthful of grass.